Wait today. Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We're back with Norio Hayakawa, UFO researcher. Norio has studied Dulce, he's studied Area 51, and we're talking about the death of a researcher now. What about it may seem suspicious, Norio?
Well, as I said to you, that he was a healthy guy and, you know, very likable person. He was very much into ongoing investigation of the whole Dulce area. But, you know, and then he suddenly died and, we don't know what for sure, you know.
Well, Norio, what we do on the show is we open up a thread at the Paracast forum to allow our listeners a chance to ask you questions when we tape the show. And Trained Observer, who is a fairly long-time poster, has a question here that is involved with this particular topic. And the question is, Gabe Valdez appeared in an interview on Open Minds TV just weeks before his death. Actually, it was less than that.
That's alluding
to sensitive research being done on mutilated cattle and the need to avoid those carcasses. In a recent interview on the Stench of Truth podcast, you stated that you thought his death was suspicious, which is what we've been talking about. But could you elaborate further and also tell us if Mr. Valdez ever confided in you what he believed the nature of the, quote, sensitive research, unquote, was and what the cattle were contaminated with?
Actually, he did not share with anybody that I know of what his final conclusions were. All he said, and he kept repeating this, that this subject is too sensitive. That's what he has been saying for the past few years. He would not tell anybody what his conclusions are, but his conclusions that this has nothing to do with aliens. It has everything to do with the government. So I have basically, agreed with his interpretations of the whole Dulce situation, that the Dulce situation, unfortunately, to many UFO believers, the Dulce situation has never been proven that it has anything to do with alien activity. There's no single tangible evidence that the mysteries of Dulce has anything to do with aliens, but may have everything to do with government and governmental operations. And,
but isn't that part of all the stories we hear, Norio, about Dulce and, of course, Area 51, that predominantly these are places where they test new weapon systems, new aircraft? It's not E.T.
That is seems to be the conclusion of Gabe Valdez as well, because Gabe Valdez actually told us that he witnessed what we think is an example of the government testing, in a mini scale, what appears to be like Project Bluebeam, like projection of holographic images of flying saucers and so on, Archuleta Mesa and the surrounding areas. He actually told me that he did witness this type of projections. And also he witnessed, props on the Mesa and, artificially created props that looked like a small building or, small vents and so on, some kind of structures. And he did say that he encountered all these things, and he did encounter military personnel at the Dulce airport, and he was confronted with this military unit. And actually, Gabe Valdez was brave enough to actually confront them also, and because he stressed that he was representing the state of New Mexico, and the military had no rights to be there in that area, which has nothing to do with the military. In fact,
the other thing I want to ask you, though, is about this guy's death. Now, people can die for many reasons. They seem healthy. They seem active, but maybe they have a heart condition that went undiagnosed. There are lots of reasons why someone can kind of kick the bucket. How old was he?
Oh, well, he was 67, but still in a very good physical shape to me, as far as, you know, he was very outgoing and very active. He drives many hours, you know, back and forth. He likes to explore many areas of the Dulce area, you know, the and so you know, such an active guy suddenly dies, and that to me is very, very interesting, or very fascinating and intriguing, especially since he did an interview just about a week before he died with this group from California, and he was planning to take several people, including myself, you know, to this particular area near El Bado Lake and so on. But, you know, the whole thing about Dulce is this, that there is, in fact, the most of the people in Dulce, which has a population of about 2,600 people, now, most of the people have heard of the allegations about the underground base. And most people in Dulce know of a relative or family or friend that has experienced the sightings or actually encounters with military people, or had strange paranormal type phenomenon in that area. So yes, I think that there's definitely something in there, and this is the reason why people like, I think, Jesse Ventura finally got interested in the Dulce situation. In fact, it's my understanding that Jesse Ventura and his staff were in Dulce on October the 21st, Friday, and tried to film the segment about Dulce in Dulce, but apparently he was denied permission to film on the mesa or even go up to the mesa.
Well, where do you get permission from? Do you get it from the
government? Well, I guess
from the Jicarilla.
You have to, from sure. The Jicarilla Nation. Actually, sure. Here's the technical aspect of this whole thing. The Archuleta Mesa is definitely part of the Jicarilla Apache Nation, as far as the southern half of Archuleta Mesa is concerned, the New Mexico side. And technically, it belongs to that Jicarilla Apache Nation. So it's like anybody trying to intrude into another person's home. So technically and legally, one has to get authorization to even go to Archuleta Mesa. Now, of course, there are people who has been up to the mesa without going through this proper channel, but the people over there, I think, feel kind of violated, in a sense, when people just freely come and go up on the mesa or go up to Archuleta Mountain, because it's part of the
you know from personal experience. I think you were there with a Japanese film crew in 89 or 90, I think, if I remember correctly, and you were actually arrested.
That's right. Actually,
you can speak from personal experience. But one thing I want to mention to the listeners here is I, of course, being in the San Luis Valley for so many years, which is a stone's throw away to the east from this area, I have spent quite a bit of time researching the whole Dulce mystery myself, and know some of the Apache there. And one of the things that I want to stress here is the underground base scenario is all very interesting, but to me it's like a red herring.
I'll tell you what, we are going to sell some red herrings right now. Definitely, we have Norio Hayakawa. We'll sell some gefilte fish. But not with Norio Hayakawa. who is our guest this week. You're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com. Fate Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
Gefilte fish? Why are we talking about gefilte fish on the Paracast? Norio Hayakawa is our guest. Chris O'Brien was asking one of his lengthy questions, and he always asks those questions at a specific point in time when we're going to do a break, but not the selfish.
I wasn't going to ask a question. I was going to point out that there is other things going on up there that have been going on far longer, including the head of the Department of Public Safety, Hoyt Velarde, investigating over the years over 100 Bigfoot sightings on the Jicarilla Apache Reservation. And one of the most prevalent and covered up and secretive paranormal type phenomena that occur there are the occurrence and sightings of small 2-foot-high, swarthy, kind of hairy dwarves that are seen by everybody, quote-unquote, in Dulce. They're seen even in the middle of town at times. And this is the most prevalent, unusual type of phenomena that people routinely experience there. And it is the most covered up and least talked about element of the mysterious goings on there. So, you know, when we talk about Dulce and we have someone like an Anthony Sanchez on the show and we dive into all this just screenplay sounding, Hollywood screenplay sounding scenarios of discovery of underground aliens in a cavern with sophisticated equipment that have the history of their civilization and blah, 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 toot, toot. That is not really where, at least for me as an investigator, where the real rich nutrients of discovery lie. It lies in the traditions of the Jicarilla there, in the traditions of the Spanish, longtime Spanish ranching community. And I think a lot of these other attendant disinformation type elements are there to maybe keep us from looking at what really is going on there. What do you think of that, Norio? Have you heard about these other types of phenomena?
Oh, yes. In fact, that whole region is filled with beliefs in the paranormal because the Jicarilla Apache Nation and, of course, this applies to most Native American culture. They have a rich tradition of, cultural and spiritual beliefs, which is very similar to paranormal phenomenon. And there's no doubt that people see what they see. For example, people even hear, they claim to hear chantings at the middle of the night, where just from nowhere, you know. And then, of course, sightings of Bigfoot and other entities in that area is quite common, but it has a close association with the beliefs, and so we cannot deny at all that there are such a phenomena that's there. And I think my feeling is that the government is interested in this phenomena as well, and it's inside the sovereignty of Indian nation. It's a convenient place for the government as well to get some information and maybe, investigations into the paranormal as well. So on the one hand, we have had this allegation about the physical underground base, biolab and so on. But as you said, there are other phenomena that surround that area. So, you know, it's a mystery. Yeah, it's a mystery, and it will go on. The topic of Dulce will go on because there are constant reports of this type of activity, whether sightings of an entity or Bigfoot or, that whole area is, to me, is very conducive to, and it's an interesting environment. You know, you have the Navajo River, beautiful scenery, and very isolated. And even today, actually, if one goes and drives along past the bridge, Navajo River in Dulce, and drives along the J2 road and, J9 road, going around the Mesa, at the foothills of the Mesa, hardly anybody is there. It's just like Area 51. Actually, you know, people talk about mile marker 357 or mile marker 29.5 mile marker and the black mailbox. That has become so famous, but even today, there's hardly anybody in practically every day or night. There's practically anybody that mills around that area because that's how it is. These are remote area, but in the case of Dulce, it's different. It's right next to the town of Dulce, but the people in Dulce don't really go that often to these areas. Any time of the day, you hardly see anybody walking or driving on the road to the Archuleta Mesa.
Remote there. There's just little ranch roads and dirt roads that crisscross the area, but very few ranches, very few dwellings. I've driven all around that area on a number of occasions, and it's no surprise to me that types of creatures are seen and stuff. And you have to factor in the belief systems of the people, of course. But when the head of Department of Public Safety tells me with a straight face that he's been out on over 100 Bigfoot reports, and then he shows me a cell phone, footage of a Bigfoot running across a road in front of a carload of screaming kids. Well, when you have the longtime head of the Department of Public Safety, you know, say with a straight face that he's gone out and investigated over 100 Bigfoot reports over the years, and then he whips out cell phone footage of a Bigfoot running across the road at night, and there's a car of screaming kids that are experiencing this. I mean, to me, that was a real thing. That wasn't a hoax.
Is that something we can get a copy of?
Well, Hoyt's got it, sure.
Okay. Your assignment, should you decide to accept it, is to get us a copy and let's post it in our forums.
Well, we'll try to get Hoyt on the show. It'd be great to have Norio back and have Hoyt on the show. What do you think of Hoyt Velarde? I mean, how much time have you spent with Hoyt?
Actually, Mr. Velarde is an interesting person, but of course, not everybody in Dulce agrees that he is a likable guy. In fact, he has a nickname, Bad News Hoyt. That's his nickname given among many people in Dulce. So, you know, there are two sides to the coin, and there are people in Dulce who feel that Hoyt is a very enigmatic guy. The others don't care that much about him or just think he's just a regular guy, but, you know, the two sides to the coin. And Hoyt Velarde actually discouraged a lot of people from going up to Mesa and so on, all these years. And actually in early 1990s, he told the TV crews that there's actually, you cannot get to the Mesa. And so, on one hand, yes, he has opened up, especially in recent years. And even by attending the Dulce conference in 2009, and
where he presented, he actually got up in front of the room and presented a pretty interesting talk. But do you think?
I'll tell you what. Let's go to that question in a moment. We have Norio Hayakawa joining us. We're talking about Dulce, about Area 51 and all sorts of strange stuff. Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack! Attack! Of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans the galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockoids, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition."
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're back with Norio Hayakawa making his first appearance on the Paracast. We're sure it won't be the last because we can only cover a part of what's going on. So, Chris, you were about to start a discussion.
Well, I was going to ask Norio, I mean, personally, as an investigator in a long time, with a long time interest in the Dulcie case, you do find Hoyt credible?
Well, I think that it's very difficult to say who is credible or not, you know. So everybody has its own, you know, own agenda and issues. So it's we just have to wait and see, you know. I think that he has opened up, no question about it, but and then I think he still belongs to an organization of you know, Bigfoot Research Organization, but I don't think his health is that great these days. But there seems to be, well, some kind of a disagreement among themselves in the council, tribal council, because, you know, he actually still considers himself an authority as far as law is concerned, even though he retired. But when a person like Anthony Sanchez gets a permission from, you know, other members of the council and public relations officer and so on, and then goes up on the Alcholata Mesa and takes pictures and so on, I think Hoyt Velarde was not too happy about it. And this happened, you know, just last week, actually a few days ago. You know, I mentioned to you, Jesse Ventura tried to do a film in Dulce, but he was not received that well. Maybe it's because of his, you know, approach. But so he had to do the filming in Lumberton, you know. So, but on the other hand, people like Anthony Sanchez, who got to know a family there, a particular family who I think could be quite influential there. This family has been very close with Anthony Chan Sanchez in the past few months. And this family, and in fact, one of the family members is works for the Games and Fish Department. And this person who works for the Games and Fish Department told Anthony Sanchez just a few days ago that about 6 months ago or so, he was guiding a basketball player, a Lakers player or somebody, I'm not sure, to, hunting, and took them to the Mesa and part of the Mesa. And he said he encountered a military person somewhere on the Mesa and was told by the military person that this is restricted area. And but this person, the Hikari Apache person, member of the tribe, told him that no, this is not true. This is Hikari Apache land. And the military person said that this is now restricted. Now, this was told by this person, influential person there. So I think there's something to it. The whole Archuleta Mesa is so huge. In fact, it's so huge that it includes the big Archuleta Mountain on the west side, northwest side of the Mesa, and one can easily get lost in there, and you can walk hours and hours on the Mesa, and that's why it's very desolate area, and anything is possible. So the fact that Anthony Sanchez got friendly with this family, and by the way, this family also is the manager of the Dulce Airport, the only airport in the town of Dulce. Just outside of Dulce, there is this airport managed by him, this family. And this manager of the airport told us, told me personally, that he did encounter some strange object at the airport during one night, rising from the ground, and like a strange object. And he, as a manager, telling this to other person is really, I think it's something that's very, I think it's believable that he did see what he saw. And the Dulce Airport is very, very, there's nothing there except a well-maintained, landing strip, but hardly there's anything there. Some occasions, this manager said he saw things there. So this kind of things lead me to continue to believe that strangeness, high strangeness, goes on. And one example of high strangeness about the Dulce area happened just about 2 weeks ago, when during the daytime, many, many people in Dulce witnessed about 15 to 20 World War II aircraft doing maneuver over Dulce. And people didn't know what was going on. And before this appearance of old aircraft, there was a sonic, like a sound, a big sound, and nobody knew what it was. And, we're still trying to find out anybody who took these pictures of these World War II aircraft. But, there's a theory that this family says is that it may have something to do with sudden paradox of paradigm change, and maybe
what does that mean?
Well, because
like a time portal or something.
Yes, because this family swears that one of the markings of that white vintage old World War II aircraft had almost like a Nazi symbol. And they were
This is all news to me.
Yeah, this is this happened just about about 10 days ago. They witnessed and they were just didn't know what to think of it, you know, and there was no air show anywhere near there. But it went on from around 10 o'clock a.m. to about, 10:20. But before that, they heard a large sound. And then suddenly, these aircraft were circling over Dulce, especially over their house. And so things like this is hard to comprehend. But, this may or may not be related to strange happenings over there where suddenly something materializes from nowhere. You know, this is the reason why that whole area, some people say, is associated with some kind of a time warp or, sudden materialization or dematerialization of some kind of a phenomena.
You know, this is kind of getting a little bit confusing to me because at one point we have unusual, possibly paranormal events. We have this dimensional portal possibility, a dimensional portal. And then we have the reports about military bases. So is the military building or have a base there because this phenomena is going on around it? Or is it a totally separate story and that's something we'll focus on in the next segment? Listeners, if you have a question or a comment, you always write us news@theparacast.com, news@theparacast.com. We have Norio Hayakawa with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter, and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at Herbal Healer. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Le Cig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
This is Hilly Rose, and I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
I asked a question of Norio Hayakawa in our last segment about the juxtaposition, separation, or confusion involving a supposed government base and paranormal events and other stuff with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. Norio, what's your answer?
Well, my answer is that I am open to the possibility that the government is interested in this whole area, just as we are interested. And maybe the government may have been interested for many, many years in this area because of the preponderance of these accounts of high strangeness in this area. So, you know, that the United States government, I think, has always been interested in the paranormal phenomena, and this is the reason why they have refused to disclose anything about this whole UFO phenomenon and other phenomena, because it's out of the ordinary, and there's no explanation through the empirical methods of scientific, explanation. And this is the reason why they have not disclosed anything. And but at the same time, they still continue, in my opinion, to have interest in this kind of thing, because it's also could be used in some kind of a, psychological operations program in the future. Everything seems to me that many of these things are everything. The whole thing is a combination of the government's actual involvement in research in paranormal and also involvement in possible, biological research in that area, and then also effects of the radiation in that area and effects of sickness, effects of, even psychological beliefs of the people. And so it could be a combination of everything. So I don't think it's possible.
It's not simple. It's not simple by any stretch. Now, you mentioned, the radiation and sickness. Now, you and I both know Dr. Howard Eliason, who has spent several years in the area very quietly doing a study of above-ground radiation levels and in trying to figure out why that particular population there tends to have some of the highest rates of what appear to be environmentally caused cancers from possibly radiation. It's a cauldron of bubbling mysteries that I think are all connected on some level. But do you have a sense that possibly there's some geophysical properties there that may be extra special that the government knows about and is either utilizing or trying to keep people from finding out about it? Do you have a sense that possibly there's some naturally occurring elements there that may be conducive to help create or manifest these types of phenomena?
Well, as I said, you know, I keep accounts. I keep getting accounts of the, you know, various things there. Not only this kind of thing, but also the incidents involving the hearing of low humming vibrations coming from underground as near the north of the Navajo River, you know, just like the hum of Taos. That phenomenon also has existed in Dulce. And so, again, what do we think of all of this? It's just that there's no answer right now. And, you know, this is all actually speculation as far as I'm concerned. But it's an interesting speculation. And this is why I am interested in Dulce area, because unlike places like Roswell and other places, you know, that those are things of the past. But when we talk about the Dulce, it's the things that are going on now. Yeah. Still going on.
Days ago, I mean, we're this report of a large formation of vintage aircraft is quite eye-opening to me.
Yes, this is a very very fascinating thing, and it was not dreamed up. In fact, it was reports of this, but no newspaper has taken up this type of thing because, you know, and I checked, I researched on that particular day whether there were any air shows anywhere nearby in Colorado or any place like that, but none whatsoever. And these were some kind of, these, according to the report made by this family, it circled the Dulce area for, you know, a good 15 to 20 minutes, and then they went away towards, I think, northwest area. But they not only circled around, but they seem to have made some maneuvering, some kind of a maneuvering, like a formation. But what explanation could be there, you know, because, and then I think, unfortunately, when things like this happen, it's very difficult to obtain photographs because, you know, when you see things like this, a lot of things are just, they're so astonished that they don't have time to. They never think of taking pictures. And that this is something common in many of these reports that, you know, let's take, for example, the incident in Farmington in 1950 where hundreds of metallic spheres appeared over Farmington, but yet we don't see any photos. And, of course, the reason is that in 1950 there was no cell phones and people weren't carrying cameras every day.
You know, just parenthetically, Norio, in the latest software from Apple for the iPhone, iOS 5, they make it easier for you to activate the camera and faster. So if you see the UFO or just some kind of family event, you can do it faster than you did before.
Yes.
I don't know if that helps.
I think, this is a good, development. If more people will be sensitive and could use these, that would be great. But, they are just beginning to have this kind of things. But, I have seen photographs taken by a cell phone in Dulce, I think this year in March. In fact, I had that photo on Facebook. I still do have it on Facebook. It was taken by Dory Vigil, a guy by the name of Dory Vigil, V-I-G-I-L, who took this picture of what looked like an oval-shaped object during the daytime right above the football field of Dulce. And you can see what appears to be small lights encircling this oval-shaped object. Now, some people have made comments that it may have been a football, actual football on a football field, but no, it's definitely not. And this was taken this year. So, this thing goes on and on. And so thank God that now we have extended the network of people in Dulce who are beginning to be more open about all these things. Just a few years ago, a lot of people in Dulce were very reserved, and they didn't want to talk about these kind of things. But slowly, it seems to me that people over there in Dulce are slowly but surely opening up and are interested in sharing some of these things with the outside people, which is, I think, it's a good sign.
That's a very good sign. I have a question here from one of our longtime posters named Blowfish, and I think it's a very creative question. I'm not sure how you're going to respond to it, but Norio, do you think it's plausible UFO, USO, unidentified submerged objects, might use waterways connected to underground cavern systems in the Dulce area, and do you think that there's any sort of underground aquifers that might be linked to, let's say, sea outlets? Also, do you have any witness testimonies of orbs, skinwalker sightings, or other types of encounters at dams, in lakes, deep creeks, water holes, and that sort of thing? Have you looked into the underground aquifer scenario there in the Dulce area?
Before Norio answers that question, let me remind you that when we post a thread or topic in the PowerCast community forums, we give you a chance to interact with the guests, ask your questions. We're talking to Norio Hayakawa with Gene and Chris. You're in
the PowerCast. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.